Hey, fellow mathematicians, welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam Harris.
And I'm Kim Montague.
And this episode is a Math Strat Chat episode. What is Math Strat Chat? Well, every Wednesday evening, I throw out a math problem on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any social media we can think of, and people from around the world chat about the strategies they use. It is super cool to see everyone's thinking.
Okay, so this Wednesday, our problem was 121 minus 88. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast and solve the problem any way you want. The problem is 121 minus 88. Solve it and then come back to hear how we solved it.
All right, Kim, I'm going to go first today.
Okie doke.
So this is one of my purposely planned problems to pull out a cool strategy that I like. So when
can I think about it for just a second? I think I know what you're going to say.
Okay.
I want to think.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Are you saying you want to go first?
Well, when you said super cool strategy, no, I don't want to go first. I think I know what you might say now. And I didn't think about it that way, but I wanted a chance to.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry,
because we believe in that, right? Like if tell it to you and you haven't had a chance to think about it, your brain doesn't engage in the same way. It doesn't have a chance to make those neural connections stronger in the same way.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, cool. That. Are you ready then?
Yep.
Okay. 121 is 11 elevens.
Mm-hmm.
11 times 11 is 121.
Mm-hmm.
And 88 is 8 elevens. So I'm thinking about 11 elevens. Subtract 8 elevens is 3 elevens. I just really spit when I said that 3 elevens. I don't know why I did that all over the desk. Yuck. So then 3 elevens is 33. So I think the difference is 33.
Yeah.
Is that what you thought I might do?
I did, because when you said I wrote this for a super cool strategy to come out, I think you said something about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first looked at this problem, it never even occurred to me. And so I wanted to think for a second about that 121.
Cool.
So
cool.
Anywho, nice. That's not what I did, obviously.
Oh, so I'm going to guess. I think I know what you did.
Okay.
I bet you used the over strategy.
I actually didn't. Is that so
what?
Weird? We do play I Have You Need a lot. And
so you could have. So,
yeah, but I didn't.
All right. What did you do?
It is so weird. This is the dumbest reason too. When I was a kid, my favorite subtraction problem was 12 minus 8. I don't know why.
That's random.
I know. It's so random. Completely
okay. You know
random.
What's actually the randomest thing is that you know what your favorite subtraction problem was.
I know.
All right. All you listeners out there, how many of you have a favorite subtraction problem? I think you should post that on social media. Tell us about it. What is your favorite I don't think I had a favorite subtraction problem.
Because I thought that was really helpful for other stuff. So anyway,
all right.
So I kind of read the problem left to right. And so I thought about it like 12 tens minus 8 tens would be 40.
Hang on. When you say left to right, I'm sorry I'm interrupting you. It's almost like you wrote it vertically, kind of like in a traditional algorithm kind of way.
Oh, I didn't.
Is that
so weird? I didn't. No, I wrote it horizontally.
But you're thinking sort of big to small. Is that a way to say that?
Yes.
Left to right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Keep going. I'm sorry to interrupt.
So 12 tens minus 8 tens would be 40, but I know it's not going to be 40. I know it's going to be 30 something because of the 1 in the 121 and the 8 in the 88. And so then I did think about 11 and 8 is a difference of 3. And so I knew it was 33. But I really wanted to think about that 12 and 8.
So you're saying 12 tens minus 8 tens, you're like, it's going to be 40. But then when you looked at the other two, the sort of last numbers in each of the numbers, then you were like, well, there's a 1 and an 8. Oh, no, I've got to grab a 10 or something. It's going to be 10 less. So it's actually not. Okay. And that's how you got 30.
Yeah.
And then 11 minus 8 was 3. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have done that in this problem.
Huh.
Every once in a while.
Maybe you don't like 12 minus 8.
It definitely didn't ping for me quite like that. Every once in a while, I will subtract left to right or greatest to least.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of when I hit that spot where it's like, oh, nope, it's not going to work out. In fact, maybe it's worth saying that often you and I, both of us, will add and subtract left to right.
Sure.
Especially if there's no need to do any of those hiccups. Yep. Especially if you just can add up the magnitudes and sort of yes. think about them left to right. Yep. That would probably be our first strategy for all those problems.
Yeah.
But when there is a hiccup, often we'll do a different strategy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's worth saying. Cool.
Very good.
Nice strategy.
Thanks. All right. We can't wait to see your math strategies. I wonder if you were like either of us and did what we did. Represent your thinking and take a picture of your work or screenshot your phone and tell the world on social media. And while you're there, would you check out what other people did and comment on their thinking? That would be fantastic.
Yeah, we love it when you comment on other people's thinking. It encourages everybody to join in and we can spread the word more and more. So while you're there, tag me on Twitter at @PWHarris or Instagram, PamHarris_math or Facebook, PamHarrisAuthor, Mathematics Education, and use the hashtag MathStratChat so other people can find it. Make sure you check out our next Math Strat Chat problem that we'll post on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. And then pop back here to hear how well we're thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figureoutable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figureoutable.